Jack's mother said was stony broke, trying to find some wealthy bloke. Who'll buy our cow? Just say she's panged and worth at least a hundred, she said, and worth at least £100. But don't you care to let him know that she's just old as Billy-O? Jack let down the old brown cow way and came back later in the day and said, "Oh, Mamsy dear, guess what your clever little boy has got? I don't really know how, a super trade-in for our cow. The mother said, you little creep, you better sold her. I bet you sold her too much cheap." When Jack produced one lousy bean, his startled mother, turning green, leaped high in the air and cried, "I'm absolutely stupefied. You crazy boy, do you really mean you sold our daisy for a bean?" She snatched the bean, she said, "You chump," and flung it on the rubbish dump. Then summoning up all her power, she beat the boy for half an hour, using, and nothing could be meaner, the handle of a vacuum cleaner. At 10 p.m. or thereabout, the little bean began to sprout. By morning, it had grown so tall you couldn't see the top at all. Young Jack cried, "Admit it now, it's better than a rotten cow." The mother said, "You lunatic, where are the beans I can pick? There's not one bean, it's as bare as bare." "No," cried Jack, "you look up there, look very high, and you'll behold each single leaf is solid gold. By Gollikins, the boy was right. Now, glistening in the morning light, the mother actually preserves a glass of lovely golden leaves. She yells out loud, "My sainted souls, I'll sell the mini pie a rolls.
I'll sell the mini pie a rolls.
I'll sell the mini pie a rolls. You don't stand and gape, you little clot. Get up there and grab the lot." Jack was nimble, Jack was keen. He scrambled up the mighty bean. Up he went without a stop. But just as he was near the top, a ghastly, frightening thing occurred. Not far above his head he heard a deep voice, rumbling thing that made the very heavens ring. It shouted loud, "Fee, fi, fo, fum, I smell the blood of an Englishman." Jack was frightened, Jack was quick, and down he climbed in half a tick. "Oh, Mum," he gasped, "believe you me, there's something nasty up our tree. I saw him, Mum, my gizzard froze, a giant with a clever nose." "A clever nose?" his mother hissed. "You must be going round the twist. He smelled me out. I swear it, Mum. He said he smelled an Englishman." The mother said, Well, he might. I've told you every single night to take a bath because you smell.